Well, today's Mother's Day, and so we'll be talking about mothers. So how will we celebrate our mothers today? How will we honor them? What are your plans to show the mother in your life just how precious she is to you? It was after the Passover ended, when Jesus was 12 years old, that he'd stayed in Jerusalem, and he didn't tell his parents that what he was going to do. And so the parents, the women would go in one caravan heading back home, and then the men would follow maybe a day later. And so Joseph gets there, and he looks at Mary and says, "Where's Jesus?" She says, "I thought he was with you." And he says, "I thought he was with you." And they go back and forth, and they finally figure out that neither of them knows where he is, and we better get back to Jerusalem to find him. And they did. And then they took him back to Nazareth with him, and Jesus obeyed them for the next 18 years. So we should also honor our mothers by obeying them. So here are some ideas for mothers on how to be great mothers, like our Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother. St. John Paul II said, and I quote, "It can thus be said that women, by looking to Mary, find in her the secret of living their femininity with dignity. In the light of Mary, the Church sees in the face of women the reflection of a beauty which mirrors the loftiest sentiments of which the human heart is capable. The self-offering of love, the strength that is capable of bearing the great sorrows, limitless fidelity and tireless devotion to work, the ability to combine penetrating intuition with the words of support and encouragement," end quote. So one aspect of Mary's life that has great meaning and inspiration for many mothers today is the profound suffering that she endured when she was at the foot of the cross. And all mothers and grandmothers need to find in our Blessed Mother faith, hope, love, and fortitude to stand firm at the foot of the cross. All suffering has power when we unite our suffering with the cross of Jesus. Take your suffering, united to the suffering of Jesus, and offer that suffering for your children and your grandchildren. So on this beautiful day dedicated to motherhood, we must contemplate the reality that God is love. The Holy Spirit has given us the gift of love through the sacrament of baptism. It is through a profound spiritual life that we encounter the Holy Spirit. In this way, the Holy Spirit gives us the ability and the power to love more each day. Pray that the Holy Spirit will fill all women and men with the gift of love, and that they may fully understand their true dignity as children of the awesome God of love, and live out that love in their roles as mothers and as fathers. There's a story of a young couple, and they couldn't conceive, and so they decided that they would adopt. And so they adopted twins, a boy and a girl, and they were raising them in the faith. And Mother's Day was approaching, and so Dad took the two kids aside and asked them, what are you going to do on Mother's Day for your mom? And so he gave them some ideas. So on Mother's Day, each child gave their mother a beautiful red rose. She thanked them, she hugged them, and she kissed them. And then asked, "Where did you get the roses?" Says, "Well, we went into their backyard. They have a greenhouse, and that's where we got the roses." She looked at him and said, You need to take the roses back to the neighbor, and you need to tell them what you did. And so they did. It was probably a long, slow walk to the neighbor's house. And they each returned home with a dozen roses, with a note from the mother next door. She says, they may have picked the wrong roses, but they picked the right mother. And some years ago, they asked Audrey Hepburn about her beauty tips for mothers. She said, for attractive lips, speak the words of kindness. For lovely eyes, seek out the good in people. For beautiful hair, let a child run their fingers through it once a day. For poise, walk with the knowledge that you'll never walk alone. People, even more than things, have to be restored and renewed, revived, reclaimed, and redeemed. Never throw anyone away. And remember, if you ever need a helping hand, you will find one at the end of each of your arms. And as you grow older, you will discover that you have two hands, one for helping yourself and the other for helping others. Have a happy Mother's Day.